See, the Eagles and I came out of the same melting pot, and we even came out of the same canyon. I mean, when we were forming, before they got their first Owl Mountain, before I got mine out, we were living about four blocks away in Laurel Canyon and didn't know it. We didn't know each other. It was very ironic that we were so close together and our sounds were so close together, you know. When we finally heard it, I remember hearing Take It Easy, or Witchy Woman, across the canyon. Photographer Henry Diltz used to live across the street from me, and he did their cover, right? So one night I heard this wafting over, and I went, who did it? Somebody beat me to it. God damn it. We're running over and said, who is that? The Eagles. I thought it was a good record. I thought it was a good record. It was good to see that other people had gotten into the Springfield and were starting to keep it alive, you know. I didn't know that there was a lot of that going on. And they did it real well. I loved Witchy Woman. I thought that was a great song. And so eventually I met them down in Nashville. But we really didn't get together and get to be friends until I went back to L.A.